Perachas bederach knias hazrizos. The ways to acquire zealousness. Hinei ha'amtzoyim asher niknam bam hazrizos. The means in which to acquire the mida of zrizos, of zealousness. Heim osam asher niknavam hazihiros. Are the same means in which a person acquires cautiousness. Madrigosehem kamadrigosehem. And its levels are the same levels as by cautiousness. Like we said earlier. Because their ideas are very similar one to the other. The only difference that's between them is one is in proactive, in the mitzvah asai, and one is in the isurim, in the lavin, in the things they have to refrain from. But when a person, it becomes clear to him and true to him, the great value of mitzvahs, and the great obligation that he has in them, for sure, his heart will be awakened to do the avodas Hashem, and he will not let loose from it. However, that which can strengthen this his oris, this awakening within a person, is to look into the great goodness HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa im ha'adam b'chol eis u'v'chol shav. The great goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with a person at every moment and every second of his life. V'neflos ha'gedolos she'osa imo me'is ha'leida ar ha'yom ha'achron. And the wonders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with him from the day he was born until the day he dies. Ki kol ma she'yarbe li'istakel u'li'izbonin b'dvarim ila. Because the more a person looks into and contemplates these things, hine yarbe lahakir laatzmo chova rabba elakel hametivlo, then it will increase a person's recognition of his obligation, his great obligation that he has towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who does such good for him. V'yu ela emtzoyim l'shelo yitzatzel v'yaritzrape me'avadoso, and this will be the medium in order for him not to be lazy and to let loose of avodas Hashem. Because a person definitely won't be able to repay to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for him. So in the least, a person should acknowledge and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keep his mitzvot. There isn't a person in any situation that he will find himself in. Whether he's poor or he's rich, whether he's healthy or he's sick, that he won't see any greatness and wonders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for him in his situation. Somebody who is very wealthy and healthy, so he's obligated to do avodas Hashem because of his wealth and his health. A poor person is indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because even in his poverty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides him his parnasa, his sustenance, derech neis v'fela, in a way of miracle and wonder. Ve'inu manichu lomos b'rov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let him just die in famine. Hachole, somebody who is ill, al shem achzigo b'chovod cholyo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthens him through the hardships of his ailment, umakosav, and his plight. Ve'inu manichu l'red eshochas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let him go down to the grave. V'chein kol kayotiv is and anything similar to this. There shouldn't be anybody who doesn't recognize his obligations towards his Creator. And when a person looks into these goodnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him, that he is a recipient of from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, surely that will awaken a person to be more zealous and to be more quick in avodas Hashem. Like we mentioned before, and all the more so when a person contemplates and thinks about that all the goodness that he has in his life is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that which is required and that which he needs is all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from anywhere else. Therefore, a person surely should not become lazy from doing avodas Hashem properly, and he should not lack anything that he is obligated and should do. And you see, that I included in my words Shloshes Hamadregos Asher Chilaktim Bezehiros, the three levels that I have made previously by cautiousness. Kikvar in Yonamecha, because really they're the same type of idea. Adover Lomim in Yono, and one can be learned from the other. Shelish Leme Hadas Tiyah Ha'ara Mitzad Hachova Mitzad Erech Hamaisim Machashivusam. Because people who have complete knowledge and who are very intellectual, for them, their awakening will be from the fact that they realize their obligation and the value of their actions and how significant they are. Lapchusimem, for people on a lower level than them, mitzad ha'olam haba uchvodo, they'll do it for the olam haba and for their honor. Shalos hazigeu busha liyom hagmul, in order not to have embarrassment on the day of payback, berozo atova, when they see the goodness ha'yochol lahasi v'ibda, that he'll see the greatness that he could have attained and he lost out on. V'lehamon mitzad ha'olam hazeh utzrochav, and for the rest of the masses of Kal Yisrael, they will serve Hashem for olam hazeh, for this worldly things, utzrochav, and for their needs. Similar to that which we explained earlier by Zehiros.